Hi guys, and welcome to episode 6 of Topic Tuesday. If you watched my previous episodes, then thank you so much. I am honestly beyond excited. I felt like I was going to wet my pants the whole morning to introduce my next guest, who I am like, I can't actually believe she's allowed me to come here and do this podcast with her. When she gave me the thumbs up, I was like, you've made my year. But I'm so excited to introduce the one and only Chrissy, who has joined, well, I've come to her beautiful offices in London, and we're here to talk about a number of things that we've just off camera had a little bit of discussion, and I just had to keep stopping her because I was like, no, this is amazing stuff that I want to talk to you about in the podcast. So first of all, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for coming.
No, thank you for having me.
You suit this office.
Do I?
I see this for you in the future.
Well, I did say to Chrissy, I dressed really smart.
She did. She looks great, guys.
Because I wanted to just like, you know, I said I've got a day away, kind of like coming into London, traveling. I was like, I feel like for those of you who may or may not know, when I used to work in corporate, I felt like that corporate gal again. Not that I've come to like a super corporate office. It's actually a really cool,
so chilled here,
creative, everyone's so nice. I walked in and I felt warmth immediately.
Oh, good.
When I walked in here and two of your employees were sitting on these chairs testing the stuff with Carl, they were just so nice, and I was good. Like, okay, breathe.
Everyone's really nice. Look great, and I'm happy you're here, and of course I'd say yes. Girl, rate yourself. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I was like,
you was like, what?
Because I'm so new to this. I was like,
so
maybe the like credibility of it there isn't there yet. So I was like, Chrissy's like a busy gal. But to be honest, all my guests are so busy, and I'm just so thankful for everyone coming on. So I am going to introduce Chrissy. Want you to introduce yourself, because I love when my guests kind of tell the audience about them. Mm-hmm. Especially previous podcasts you've done, like Time Has Passed, and I always feel like you may introduce yourself differently because you've grown as a person, yeah, blah blah blah. So I'm not going to introduce you. I want you to introduce yourself and tell.
Okay.
Even though everyone probably knows who you are.
No, they don't. They don't. So how, you know, whenever I get asked, like, who are you? I always try and, going forward, avoid telling them what I do, mm-hmm, and more tell them who I am.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, you can Google it and kind of figure it out. Mm-hmm. But like, I've realized, you know, I'm a true creative. That's who I am. That's how I would describe myself. I'm a creative. I am someone who loves love. I am someone who lives in their head a lot. I am someone who is strong and super resilient. But I'm also someone who makes a lot of mistakes and can be a little bit intense at times. But with that being said, I love strength training. I love fitness. I love wellness. It is at my core, it is at my heart. It's what I believe in the most. I love creating products. So from digital products to activewear, I love creating immersive campaigns and events where people can come and they can join, they can have a good time, good laughs. So that's how I would probably explain myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm a little bit in awe of Chrissy. I always have been. I think you're like a true inspiration, just genuinely.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes when I watch your content and watch what you do, and I just sit there and I'm just like, wow, bro, like, wow.
Don't worry, I'm cracking behind the scenes.
But that's also what I was just saying to Chrissy before this, like, you're so raw and real, and that's why I think you are so good at what you do, and so many people ride the wave with you, because it's real. It's real life. And no matter what, and no matter, you know, how successful the business does or blah, 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 you always keep real at your core.
Yeah.
And whatever it is you're going through, I remember you talking about contraceptive pill, skin breakouts, hormones, love, like, you bring everything you do back
I'm
to reality.
I'm too open sometimes. I actually had recently my family sit down and they were like, you don't have to share everything online. And I'm like, you say that, but like, I don't feel any type of way sharing it. I don't feel like I'm doing it for a certain reason. It is just the reality of what is going on in my life. So when I meet people on the street, at the gym, at events, I can speak with them. And they know what I'm going through.
It's like they know you.
They don't have to expect anything of me. Because if you know, for example, like earlier this year, my mum had like a mini heart attack and I had to do an event the next day. You can't expect me to come and be like, woo, happy. 100%. Like, I'm really worried right now, you know? So if you tell people what's actually going on, their expectation of you is zero, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. Because if you put on this front and you try and act like you're happy go lucky, rainbows and sunshines, everything's perfect. I meal prep every day. I da, da, da. And then when they meet you and you've had a really bad day or really bad month, really bad year, and you're not the same person, they're going to be so disappointed in who they meet. That's why people say never meet your idols. But I think that's actually wrong, is because if you're just authentic and open, what you see is what you get. I'm too tired, babe. I'm tired. I can't even be myself, let alone be three different people all at once.
Of course. And sometimes I feel like when you try and create this perfect, like, you trip up. It's not who you are. And like, even me on obviously a much, much smaller scale, I always, like, especially when I had a baby, I was like, no one is being real about this. Like, no one is talking about the reality and the truth of having a baby. And that's when I went into pregnancy, I was so naive.
Yeah.
I thought it was this, like, glamorous, like, you have a beautiful family and, like, everything's picture perfect. Bro, I broke. It's taken me a year and a half to rebuild myself. My son's 15 months old and I'm still not there. It's the hardest, most single
but
hardest
look
thing.
But how confident you are now, though, because you would have never done this podcast before.
No, of course.
Would you?
I think pre-Ziggy, it was always something I would love to do because I love talking.
Yeah.
But, like, post-Ziggy, I lost myself completely, and I do feel like this has given me a lot of me back, and it's given me some fire back. But I always think, what, like, if you don't know Chrissy, and introducing Chrissy in this part of the podcast, like, I would just always describe you as real, like, to the core. And someone wrote in, it wasn't actually something that I'm going to talk about on the Topic Tuesday section, but I wanted to bring it to light because someone wrote in and was like, how does Chrissy remain humble? Because really, with all you've created these amazing businesses, like, some people do that and don't remain humble. They get lost in the sauce a little bit.
Yeah.
And a lot of people,
I've seen that happen.
Yeah. And a lot of people wrote in and was like, she's still so humble. Like, how? Maybe you could answer that.
You know what it is? I am really intense at work. I can come across actually as a little bit aggressive at times, I've been told. But you know, women are always called aggressive when they want something, which is kind of cute. But I am also really respectful. And even when I'm on set, if I have sponsorship trainers that I'm working with and they're coming onto my set, you better respect everyone on my set.
Yeah.
You better say thank you. You better know everyone's name. You better be polite. You
have standards.
Yeah, because, like, you need to understand, I come from two immigrant parents that I was washing toilets with my mum at the age of 14 after school. You know, I don't come from a background of financial privilege. I came from privilege in a sense of there was food on the table and I had a warm bed at night, and that's something you cannot take for granted. But I didn't come from financial privilege where things were just given to me. I had to break my back to even get an iPhone, you know, and I had to save every penny and walk to school so I could save the money to buy a phone where everybody else was given one.
And no doubt that has made you the woman you are today.
Yeah, it definitely has. And, you know, now even when the cleaners come to my office and they clean, like, I call them aunties because that was my mum. You know, that was my mum 15 years ago.
I'm sure you give them your time. You have conversations. 100%. You say, hey, what's up?
I would rather give, you know, I don't, sorry, but I don't give a who you are. I don't care if you are the richest woman or man in the world. I don't care if you're the most famous person in the world. I don't care if you are a cleaner. You will get
the same.
The same.
Facts.
You will get the absolute same. And the only thing that will change my perspective is how you treat me. Then I will change my tone with you. So I think definitely my background and coming from not a lot has kept me the way I am,
grounded,
I would say.
You, kept you humble.
If anything, it's kind of made me actually more not give a about all of the other additional things. Of course, it's nice driving in a nicer car.
Yeah.
My bum gets warmer quicker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, it's nice, but do I need it to be happy? No. Yeah. I'm the happiest when I'm with my niece and nephew and I'm with my mum making, like, Albanian food. You know, that's when I'm the happiest.
Has your mum ever been to you like, Chrissy, you need to chill out? Like, you're getting a bit ahead of yourself. Have your parents ever had to, like, pull you back down?
No.
So it's just
I remember, though, I remember when I first started my companies, And I launched my first product. At the time, I was a student and a waitress.
Yep.
And when I first launched my first ever like PDF for fitness, I didn't have any expectation. I was like, oh my God, no one's going to buy this. And then I made like £7,000 in 1 hour. Bear in mind, that was 10 years ago. And I was
it's
like
incredible.
A student and a waitress. I was working 30 hours a week. I was living with my best friend because I couldn't afford rent and her family. And I rang my mom and I was hyperventilating. I was like, mom, I'm rich. I was like, I don't know what to do. I was like, oh my God, like I can pay my first year uni tuition. My mom just was like, baby girl. She was like, keep your feet on the ground. She was like, don't get ahead of yourself and go back to work. She was like, you've got a shift tonight, babe.
Facts. That's, and it's like your mom, I feel like you're just carrying that energy.
Yeah.
And I love that. And a lot of people notice it, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay, now into our first sort of section of Topic Tuesday.
I'm so excited.
So, if it's okay. No, actually, it's your news to share. So we're going to just talk a little bit about relationships.
Everything's okay, babe. Just go for it.
Okay, fine.
Don't be asking. Just be like, we're going to talk about this subject.
I just didn't want to, talk your news. I wanted you to talk your news because it's your business.
I respect that. Okay.
Yeah, so the first topic is about like relationships and navigating love life. And recently, Chrissy, what should I just say?
Baby, you're acting like I'm engaged. Tell them I broke up with my man. Like,
so Chrissy broke. No, do you know why? I feel like it's a big thing though, because when you are on your social media, I feel like you've always been quite transparent about your relationships. Yeah. And you've always shown the men in your life.
Yeah.
And you've always shown the ups and the downs.
Many men.
Excuse me.
Hasn't even been that many.
Tackling down. So Chrissy just broke up with, I would say 3 years. Is 3 years, no?
Yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah, I'd say that's a long time. Chrissy has just broken up with her boyfriend of 3 years, shared it on social media. And I really want to dig deep with this, with Chrissy, because I feel like on social media, and sometimes I feel it, talking about love is like a bit taboo, and you've always got to make it look perfect, and you've always trying it. And I really struggled with Seth, Ziggy's dad, in the first year of Ziggy's life, and I felt so much pressure to post perfect pictures because I've just had a baby and like I want to take a perfect picture with my man and I want to make it all look perfect. And it was so far from the truth, so I just stopped everything. And every single day, constantly, are you still with your man? And I felt so much pressure. And I love that you're so raw with it. So you recently broke up with your boyfriend. You were living together for 3 years, traveled together, quite a serious relationship.
Yeah, it was very serious.
So I want to know, if you're comfortable asking, what happened and what were the driving factors for you to leave a 3 year relationship?
I'm going to start off by saying, like, he is one of the kindest, calmest, most patient, beautiful human beings. And I genuinely mean that about that person. I'm not just saying it to be respectful. He did no wrong, like in the sense of loyal, trustworthy, protective, all the factors that you need your man to have. However, where it went wrong was from both ends, from my end and from his end. My end in the sense of I brought too much of my work problems home, and I was too obsessed with my companies and running companies and less obsessed about my personal life. So I had a lot of issues with my family as well, a lot of issues with my partner, because I was given it no time. So I get it, like, up to, you know?
Okay.
But also on the flip side, he was very passive and he was a passenger in my journey. Meaning, like, I was alpha. I was the breadwinner. I was the one that was like, what's the next stage in our life? What is this? What is that? Like, I was the one who...
You're in your masculine energy.
I was so in my masculine energy. I have big energy at work. I don't want to have big energy at home. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I want to be soft and feminine, and I want to be the one that my man is like, I'm handling you. Like, I've booked this. I've done this.
Okay.
I've got this sorted.
So he never really took the lead?
No.
Okay.
And I can open... I said that to him. I was like, look, like, financially, we weren't on the same level, and I don't care about that. Like,
okay,
that is nothing. I do not give a about that. Like, my man does not need to make the same money I make.
Okay.
To me, that's irrelevant, and I'll tell you why. Because when you're with me, you're with me. Like, I could be making millions and millions and millions and millions, and you could still be a student pursuing your passion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because you can't financially provide for me because I provide for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot motivate me because I motivate myself. You cannot buy me a home because I've bought them myself.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot cater for me in that way because I can go and buy myself whatever the fuck I want.
Mm-hmm.
But where you can come in is you can mentally stimulate me,
mm-hmm.
distract me from work in a positive way,
mm-hmm.
book things for me,
mm-hmm.
protect me.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, if I'm coming home from work and I'm tired, sit me down. Be like, you eating today? Have you had food today?
And that didn't happen?
No. Maybe had I been patient, it would have got better. But in all honesty, I didn't want that. Like, I didn't want to wait. I didn't want to be patient for it. I'm going to be honest. Like, I needed a man, and I want a man who is like, babe, I've booked this place for us. I'm picking you up.
Mm.
You're out of office. I've mm-hmm. handled it with your PA.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, like, why are you stressing about that? I'll handle it.
So I know you say it's not a problem, but from another woman, I do feel like, not for me to tell you what the hell to do with your day in life, but when you move forward, okay, you don't need this.
Yeah.
Because you're doing so well that really you can find it, but really, okay,
but then are we not going to be the same busy though? Think about it.
It depends, doesn't
yeah,
it?
True.
It really depends on what the context of that world is, what he does. He could be hands off, just
raking
it.
I also don't want, like, oh God. Okay. Right.
Okay, wait. I feel like you don't need this.
Yeah.
Your ex was here. We need maybe just a little bit more. Because
okay, mum.
Because I know you say it doesn't affect your money's not a problem. Subliminally, deep down in your core, when it comes to masculine and female energy, it's science.
They're providers.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of the other stuff
maybe,
you just mentioned.
But I just never want to, like,
that to be a thing that you're like, I need you to have money, for sure. Because it comes across a bit shallow.
No, I don't think it's that. Like, I don't think it's shallow. Let me explain. Like, because this is where we've built this society now where it's like, we're making even like mums feel bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's like, we're like dependent on the man for finances. A mum is a full-time job.
Facts.
Like,
can't put that in capitals.
What do you want me to do? Like, I'm looking after the house. I'm feeding the kid. I'm growing this child.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
everything.
So then you want me to also have an income. Like, hello.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think...
I've just had a question.
Go on.
Sorry, this is... I need to just... Say future 5 years.
Yeah.
You're saying to me, no, I don't need a man that's maybe just blah, blah, blah. You have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You decide that maternal side of you wants to come out more and you want to stay at home, but you become hands off with your business and actually never think you'll do just because mm-hmm. they are your children, but the man is not making like even near as much as you are. Do you feel like that would trigger you a little bit? Because it's like jarring. It's like, I can go to work and make more, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that would...
Well, number one, I'm setting myself up to be okay for the rest of my life. So my children are going to be good because, like, that's what I'm working towards.
Yeah.
I'm working towards my niece and nephew never having to worry about money, my mum and dad, my sister-in-law, my brother, mm-hmm. my aunties, even my friends, to be honest. They don't even know. But okay. I'm setting them up so they never have to worry about money because
mm-hmm.
I don't... What's the point of me just having it all? That's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do with it all?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want. I want everyone around me to be good and... Mm-hmm. They never have to worry about cash. Even my team, like when I eventually sell one of my companies or whatever, I want my team to have enough money that they can go put a deposit down in a house and
mm-hmm.
pay the mortgage off calmly,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to remember, finances is one factor in a relationship. But if I had a man who was like, babe, I'm not going to be able to make what you're making, but I'm passionate about this. I love what I do. He's going to bring good energy at home because
mm-hmm.
he loves what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, how proactive is he?
Mm-hmm.
Hands on with the kids. like, he's like, no, 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 I'll make you food. No, 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 I'll handle that. I'm booking that. You're not driving. You can chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, I think there's a balance. Mm-hmm. And I think that if I'm around a man who has a protective energy, who's proactive, who is much more like, whilst I cannot meet your financial
requirement
level,
yeah,
I can meet your intellectual level. I can be way more proactive than you can. You never need to worry when you're with me. And guess what? Even if you lost everything today, I still look after you.
It's like bringing other things to the table.
Yes. And that's why I say finances is just a very small caliber.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
it's different. Like for women and men, it's different, right? Because I'm in a very unique position as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because I technically do not need a man for anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I want a man that's going to intellectually stimulate me, mm-hmm. be my escapism from
your best friend.
My best friend. I want to have good times. I want to laugh.
Yeah.
I want to laugh so hard. I want to, you know, go for dinner with him and it's just me and him and a bottle of wine and the world doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And look, I might be fantasizing.
No.
But I wasn't going to settle for anything less.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, I really believe that in relationships, you always leave with takeaways and learns,
yeah.
and maybe what you've taught him and he's taught you, he will walk away and be a better person.
I hope so.
Or maybe someone who is. Would you ever go back?
No.
It's done, done.
It's done.
Okay. And did you feel like you had to fight for it, or was it quite
I fought for it for a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so it
I fought for it for a year and a half.
And this might be too personal, but like talking about like bringing stuff to the table, he was living under your roof?
Yeah.
Okay. But there was,
I mean, we had a cleaner and a cook as well.
You had a cook?
Yeah. That would cook twice a week. I had so many comments and DMs of like, oh my God, another failed relationship. You're clearly the problem. Okay, I'm the problem. Okay, I clearly don't know how to sustain a relationship. Clearly, I know what I'm doing with my businesses, but I have no fucking clue what I'm doing with my love life. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Like my dad, I love my dad so much, but I was brought up in a household of violence, gambling, addiction. You know, I didn't have my brother around. So I don't know how a man should be around me. I haven't had nurturing men around me, you know? So for me, I am confused and I don't know what I want, but what I am certain of is the next person I'm with has to be protective, has to be alpha, and has to be proactive.
Yeah. So on that note, off camera, Chrissy mentioned she's been on a few dates. Can we talk about it?
Oh my God, everyone's gonna be like, this is so soon, Chrissy.
But you're unapologetically in your Chrissy era.
No, it's not that. I've grieved.
Yeah.
Babe, like I was crying every single night for like 2 months.
That's
like
exhausting.
I was swollen.
And then getting up for work the next day.
And then I was getting up and going on camera and acting like everything was okay. Behind the scenes, I'm out here crying my eyes out. Like, oh my God, I'm about to lose someone that I actually really, I love this man.
Yeah,
but
I see it. I
just
see it.
I lost the love, you know, in mm-hmm. love. But yeah, I've been on a couple dates here and there. And
how have they gone? Like, how's it been? Like, did it feel a bit like alien and uncomfortable? Or were you a bit like, oh, I enjoy this. Was it nice to bounce off new energy?
Do you know what? It made me realize like I wasn't asking for too much. Like, I wasn't asking for too much.
You weren't.
I actually wasn't like, you know, like I wasn't asking for a lot and I was made to feel like I was asking for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when like someone else who you've known for less than a week is doing that thing.
Oh, is same person consistent?
No.
Like, have we met someone?
No. I'm like chilled. I want to be single for a little bit.
Yeah.
And also in my next relationship, I'm keeping very private.
Okay.
I've already said that to myself.
All right.
Like, I will share it if I want, not because I need to.
Okay.
And I want to keep it private, but not secret.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, like...
And how are you, like now you're in this kind of new single era, like, how are you finding men? But, like, are you on, like, dating apps? Or is it, like, friend, like, people...
I tried a dating app and then was like, ew! And I
hated it.
I couldn't do it.
Is it because you want to just pass someone, like, authentically?
Yeah, I just want it to be natural and organic. And you know what? I have been focusing so much on myself. I've been asking me, like, what do you want, sis? Like, what do you want? Not like, what do you want in a man? I don't know. I don't know what he's going to look like. I don't know what he's going to sound like. I don't know. You know, like, I don't have a vision of how I would want this man to look, feel. All I know is those 3 points, like intellectually stimulate me, be proactive, etc.
And I feel like he's going to just like, I feel like you'll know when it feels right, because it will be like a sweep, not sweep you off your feet moment, but you'll probably just feel a little bit like elevated. And it will, and the energy will just feel right. I feel like that's when you really know when something's real, when you just
I feel like ease and peace.
And he does the things you want him to do. Like, you're really not asking. You're really,
I'm not asking for a Birkin bag. Like,
does that make you happy anyways?
No, not even. Like, I don't give a f- about. Like, if a man bought me jewelry and took me to like a Michelin star restaurant, I'd be like, okay. I'd be like, I would have rather you taken me on a car drive with my dog
and a beautiful setting.
Like, just take me for a walk and buy me my favorite coffee.
Me and my best friend were talking that in our previous podcast. We feel like society these days is painting this picture with romance where it has to be so over the top.
No, that creates
pressure because you have this date and then you all get dressed up and it's like, oh my God, and you go and it's just a big letdown.
I've told all my dates, like everyone that I've been on a date with, I've been like, fancy restaurants.
Okay.
Absolutely no fancy restaurants. I don't want to go in a fancy restaurant. I don't want, you know, you to spend like £500 on me and whatever. And then I say, figure it out.
Ooh.
Figure it out. Like, you're the man. No? Yeah. Like, you're alpha. Why am I planning that? But I haven't planned any dates. Don't worry.
Well, I feel like you should stick with this like whole.
I'm not planning any dates. Like, so you want to take me out. And then, babe, if I like you and we vibe, I'll take you out next time.
We literally spoke about this the other week.
Like,
yeah.
I'll take you out next time. Like, you have now.
You feed me and I'll feed. Yeah.
I'll cook for you next time.
Yeah.
You know, show you on wifey material.
Has any man like approached you that knows you from social media and your businesses and been like, hey, like, I know who you are. Like, I'd the way she's smiling, I feel like this has just happened or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like you would be.
There's one man. But I've known him for a long time.
So I feel like there is a consistent new man in her life that she's just not alluding to, which is fine.
No,
protect your peace, babe.
Like,
no, it's pressure, I get it.
No, it's not pressure. I don't feel pressure at all. It's just like this man, I've known him for such a long time. And I was always friends with him. And it was like always, I felt always safe around him. But I just...
Would we know him? Like, have you?
No one knows him. But I just, you know, I was always respectful. You know,
So you kind of have that friendship there that we were talking about.
Yeah. But I've also been on other dates. Like,
yeah,
I've just,
of course.
I'm just like, I really, really like being single right now.
Thrive, sis.
I really, really like it. I like the fact that I'm seeing my family more, my niece and nephew, my friends. I'm like loving, trying to figure out my style and you know, like all this stuff.
Finding your feminine again. Yeah. It's so easy and it happens so much nowadays that women go in their masculine.
I'm in my masculine all the time.
Yeah, and it's really, really important. It comes down to science again. It comes down to the fact that we have periods. Like, we're meant to flow through the month.
Yeah.
We're meant to go like this and like this. We're not meant to be at this. Like, men don't have the hormones. Men, there's like this saying where it's like, you know, in the morning, I don't know if you feel it. I certainly feel it. Like, it takes me a little while to really get going. That's science. Naturally, our hormone levels, it takes a little bit. Whereas men, like, they don't have the hormones. Men can do that whole, whoo, let's go. And that's why they are called the alpha. Because naturally, science, hormones, how their body physically operates, it's in conjunction with an alpha.
Yeah.
Female, we're meant to be soft. Now, I feel like there's got to be balance. Not all the time soft. You got to go sometimes. You got to push the button sometimes. Yeah. But I feel like when it's in a relationship.
I want to feel soft. I want to feel like.
Princess.
You know, I want to feel like a little daisy.
Yeah.
And but then still be like assertive.
Yeah.
Like, that's not cool with me. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. I think you're just being true to yourself. And that's the most important thing.
Like, I can't be like I was the best girlfriend ever. Like, that would
be a lie. You know, one thing I will say is that, you know, when you, because you traveled together, you know, when you went on your holidays, did it feel the same then? Like, did you have to kind of like instigate, like, oh, let's go here?
I mean, like, in Look, he really tried at the end and he was like booking more things and was doing more things and whatever, but it was a little bit too late. And I got to a point where I was like too resentful. But on holidays, of course, they're always better on holidays. You, like,
You mean
every
holiday,
relationships are always better. You've got sun, sea, sex, whatever. So, but it still felt like that. And in my gut, babe, like there wasn't a day that went by that I was like, I need to leave this relationship. You know?
It takes guts as well. I know, like, Chrissy's 29, if you don't mind me sharing your age, which is so young, but I think there is a social clock that we put on females. So walking away from a 3 year relationship at 29, people be like, oh my God, you're so brave, you know? And I hear it because we do have these pressures, which to me blow my mind, especially now I've experienced the whole having a baby thing. Like, why do we put this pressure on women like at such certain times?
I'm in
So
my prime.
I think life starts at 30.
I
I
literally feel
personally
like
think
I'm in
life
my
starts. I
prime.
think life starts at 30,
I didn't know
honestly.
what the hell I wanted when I was like 22, 23, 24. And honestly, like, I am really happy I walked away from that relationship. I have not regretted it
Have you spoke?
once. No. I haven't regretted it once. I wish him nothing but the best. And I think he's going to find someone who loves him so much more than I ever did. And I want that for him. But I actually have no pressure. If, and babe, listen, if I don't end up having kids, that's okay. That's okay. Like, not meant for me. I'm not gonna I'm just jump in a relationship because I'm like, oh my God, I'm so in my 30s. First of all, 29 is not old at all.
Nope.
Second of all, I love my life right now. I love my life. I love what I'm doing. I love who I'm becoming. I love my boundaries, my standards. I love my family, my friends. I love my job. I wouldn't change it for the world. And it's like a man to me now is just an addition to my happiness
Facts.
because my cup is very full
Full.
right now.
We love to see it. Love to see it.
Thank you.
I hope everyone who's listening can, if you're maybe feeling to how Chrissy has felt, I think we've all been there. You sometimes just take the jump and you won't believe how much better life gets. Moving on to our next topic. So you've alluded to it a little bit, but we'll kind of just break it down a little bit more. So if you don't know, Chrissy runs
Two companies, yeah.
two. I just didn't know if there's anything on the side that you were
Oh,
doing.
there always is something on the
Yeah.
side, but
Oh, how exciting. Two very crazily amazing businesses. Do you feel like your work life, I mean, you've kind of already answered it, has a real impact on your not only love life, but life,
life in general.
just personal life, whether it be you just going for a walk on your own? Because I know, your brain never switches off.
No, it doesn't switch
No.
off.
Do you feel sometimes like it's a bit of like a claustrophobic feeling, maybe, that you're just like, I just want a break?
It was like that, but now I burnt out a lot earlier this year to the point where I actually needed to go to like a rehab slash retreat. It got really bad. Psychologically, it got so bad. And I spoke about it briefly, but I didn't really speak about it that much online. It got to a point where I actually thought I was going to hand in the towel and I was going to sell the companies. And I was like, I went through the motion because I was like, I don't want this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. Like, I cannot do this anymore. And I completely lost sight. So I needed to take like 2 weeks. No, I actually took 3 weeks out of office to understand what was going on. And you know what? How lucky am I to even have the privilege to be able to do that, to be honest? Because some people could never do that. Think about all of the mums, the workers, the dads, the single parents, guardians that have no choice. They have to keep on working, they have to keep on providing. And I have the privilege to be able to be like,
I'm going to take a
I'm
break.
gonna take a break.
What was the driving factor behind that? Was it the relationship?
No. I think the relationship added to it because subconsciously I felt a lot of pressure to be in it. So I didn't even want to go home at times. And sometimes I'd stay in the office up till like 10 p.m., 11 p.m., just not be home.
That's when you know something's not right.
So I didn't have escapism at home.
Because he was there.
And then like my family life was not great. And then my work life, there was a lot of things happening at work that were not going right and a lot of dramas. And I just felt it was too much. Like I was like, I'm 20 at the time, 28 years old. it's too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm crumbling. I'm crumbling under this pressure. I thought I could do it. I thought, as this alpha strong woman, I cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed a circuit break. And then I came back and I delegated and I revised and I said to myself, this is not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Is like, that why you bought the
a CEO
a and new positions?
A CEO was always in the pipeline. It just, we were just, he was originally a mentor and I was working with him for a year and a half and then I transitioned him to CEO.
Mm-hmm.
So someone I trust incredibly
mm-hmm.
much. And then a CMO was needed anyway when you're scaling the company to what we're scaling. So all the chiefs and executives needed to come along. But you have to remember, like, I essentially was running Honor Active that is this year is making 50 million kind of on my own. You know what I mean? Like,
it's too much for one person.
I was handling people problems. I was hand like people. This is the one thing I don't like is that people see the 1% on my social and they're like, what? And I'm like, babe, I'm handling people problems here, product problems, supplier issues. I'm handling new launches. I'm on set directing, but hold on a minute. I'm also talent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, wow, I've got to upkeep a certain standards in the way I look. Mm-hmm. So now I've got to be in the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. Then from waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I've got to go to the gym by 6, be done by 7:30 to shower, to be in the office for my first meeting,
mm-hmm.
have 8 meetings. Then, oh wait, I haven't eaten. So now I have to eat.
Yeah.
And then
one person should not
do that do much. All of that. It's not cool. And I was like, I don't want to do it.
But the break you took really
it helped everything because I was like, I am not doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have the choice to, and my choice and my decision is no. I value my happiness way too more. Much
mm-hmm.
than money.
Facts.
I don't want it.
And it's really interesting that people that maybe watch you and aspire for all of the great things that come with what you've created, but Chrissy's just kind of said a really powerful statement is that, like, it will never be happiness. And if you have that happiness in life, it's like, low-key, you've won, you've got the peace,
babe. If you're present, happy, and you have a family that loves you and you love them
and a warm bed to sleep in,
you've won, man.
It's really interesting. I also have felt like I don't want to keep talking about since having a baby, but I just have really felt it. Like, I really struggled with being present as a mom because I'm a full-time mom and I work full-time. So it's like, I was trying to do mom, but I wasn't doing mom in my head. I was thinking about, okay, I need to do this. I need to send this. I need to do this. Blah, blah, blah. I need to contact this, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at Ziggy and I just break down and cry every day because I was like, I feel like I'm failing at both. I can't be present in being a full-time mom.
That's how I felt with my relationship.
Yeah. And I can't work because I'm trying to do mom, but I'm not, and everything's falling apart. And I feel like I'm related. And then I was just like, I crumbled too. So many days I just spent crying.
That's healthy.
So healthy. And it's how we shed.
Yeah.
And it's a release. And
yeah. You're purging, never cried, you know?
You never purged so much in my life.
But you know what? That's exactly how I felt in my relationship. I was like, that's why I said, like, I wasn't the best girlfriend, because as he was speaking to me, I was thinking about something else. But then at the flip side as well, I'm like, yours is different because it's your baby.
Mm.
But like, your man should also have the ability to help you switch off.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. And I feel like now, like, even starting this podcast and traveling to London to like meet you, it's like, oh, and I feel bad saying it because I'm like, no, wait, should I love being a full-time mom all the time? But
babe, why do you feel bad that you're providing for your child, that you're setting an example, that your child is going to grow up to see its mum showing that she can do both and
trying to.
I think I know what you mean about feeling bad. Whilst I don't have a child, I can only empathize with you.
You can probably understand, like,
but
because running businesses, and I just said to Chrissy, her dog Burns, is she gone? Having, like, I said to Chrissy, like, I think having a dog is the first step, then running it's all got similarities. Side note, do you feel like social media affects love?
Yeah, massively. I was showing the highlights. I mean, I was quite honest at one point, and because, like, I do a Q&A or I say ask me, and people were like, how what's the dynamic with you and Brett? And I was super honest. I was like, look, the amount of travel I do, my work, it does affect my relationship. But I felt like I like sharing. but I felt like I was overcompensating.
Mm.
And I've reached that point now in my life where, like I said, I will keep it private, but not secret.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I get in a new boyfriend, number one, I have this rule now. The man that I'm with next, unless he puts a ring on my finger and I'm married to him, he's not meeting my family.
Ooh.
He's not meeting my family.
Okay.
And when I'm not living with him. I'm not living with him. Those are my two non-negotiables.
I'm a bit gobsmacked.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. I don't know why.
People can disagree, but
no, like, it's your life.
But I don't want them to meet my family. I want to get to know him. I want to be certain, and I actually want to be engaged, but I also want to be registered and married before he comes and meets my family.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Say you just said you won't live with him. I have an idea of what standard you like to keep at home, just from your social media. Super clean,
yeah,
tidy, because a tidy space is a tidy mind. Mm-hmm. Really like patterned and in mm-hmm. order. So you love him, he puts a ring on your finger, he comes into your home and drives you insane. Then what happens?
That won't happen. I'll tell you why. Because he will have his own space
and you'll
and I can judge see how you that. Treat your space.
Okay.
Because think about it, like,
I mean, that's facts. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of that.
But I've sat and I've marinated in this.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've thought about it because I'm like, number one, I think it's very healthy for you to meet someone who has their own space.
Yeah.
And their own hobbies and own things and loves and passions and mm-hmm. families and friends. You are not coming into my life and then being obsessed with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be obsessed with your own life.
Yeah.
I want you to invite me into your home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, eventually I'll leave my toothbrush there. Okay. Or my pajamas,
yeah.
You know, yeah. Or like my
hairbrush,
or like no, my razor to shave my moustache, whatever, you know.
Yeah, whatever it may be, something personal.
Yeah, I'll leave it.
Okay,
there.
I like that, and it does set a boundary and a standard, and then by that, like, your non-negotiables will always be.
Like, if he makes dinner for me and he's just like leaving the dishes there till like 2 days later,
ugh.
Well, I'm gonna be thinking about that.
That would drive me up the wall.
But this is what I'm saying. So if you treat your space like, yeah.
then.
It's not a good sign.
Okay, so we're now going to move on to some of the topic Tuesdays.
Sure.
So how this works is that people write in. So basically, I don't know if you know, but before I started this podcast, it always used to be on my stories. And then Instagram were like, she's a robot. Let's shadow ban her, blah, 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 blah. Because it was so many stories. And I was like, okay, cool, can't grow. Okay, cool, that's my job. Okay, cool, this is the problem. So started it as a podcast, which I'm really enjoying. So Chrissy, people have written in to you and they want to ask you like something.
Quick fire question.
Yeah. So it says, Chrissy, I'm in a similar situation to you with work. I own multiple very successful businesses. I can give myself and do everything for myself. I earn a lot more than anyone I meet, but anyone I meet I feel is half decent. I can never get past the first date. Because,
oh.
like, they just, unfortunately. So, like, she put help. So she's in a similar position, running successful businesses, earns a lot of money.
I'd love to know, do they not reply back to her? Or is that what she's saying?
Well, it says here they go on the physical date.
Yeah.
And then.
But does she ghost them or they ghost him?
They ghost her.
Okay, that's amazing.
Not meant for you.
No.
No.
How? And like, great.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I would maybe say though? Like, I feel like maybe. In this position, do you think, you talk about being intense, do you think maybe on the first date she comes across a lot?
Listen, number one, it's not an interview. So don't be like telling everyone, I want kids and I want this and I want that. And no one needs to know that,
mm-hmm.
first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless you've known me for a while, then yeah. Number two, have fun.
Yeah.
Can you even have fun on this date with this person?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, ask them silly things. Would you do this or would you do that? Mm-hmm. Get to know their spice, you know? Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, let it be in a comfortable setting. I realize that when I go on a dinner date, I'm like way too, like, I'm like...
Too much.
Ugh. But like, that's why I said no fancy dinners.
Mm-hmm.
So like, go around his, let him cook for you.
Yeah.
Invite him around yours, you know?
And maybe she's adopting this alpha energy from work.
Let
and bringing
them
it
do
to the day.
Things for you.
Facts. So there we go. Chrissy, when do you know it's the right time to let go in your relationship? I'm in a relationship and nothing is really wrong,
mm.
but nothing really feels right. She's like, I don't feel unhappy, but I don't think I necessarily feel happy.
That was me.
Okay.
That was literally me. You need to get out of that relationship, because if you're doubting it, it's not meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the difference between you guys having a problem,
mm-hmm.
but you should have that problem and still be like, I still want to be with you.
I'm like,
our problem.
Yeah.
How are we going to fix this? Not, oh, I don't know. The I don't know is like a no.
No. So that's Chrissy's advice. I'm newly single like you, but I feel like I don't belong here.
In the single life?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so great. What are you talking
about? So maybe for newly single people.
It's scary because you haven't been alone.
How did you, what advice can you give to them?
Cry a lot.
You need to shed.
Let your emotions be. Mm-hmm. If you need to cry in the middle of work, cry. That's mm-hmm. what I did. I was crying on set. Like, cry. Let your emotions feel. But also, please go and do things for you.
Mm-hmm.
Take yourself on a date. Go buy yourself flowers. I buy myself flowers every Sunday. Oh. I go to the market. I buy myself flowers. I buy myself a fresh juice, a coffee, or a croissant mm-hmm. with buttons.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing to do. No one can take my Sunday ritual away from me.
Away from me, yeah.
You know? So please go do things for yourself.
And what I would say is go in uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
places, because when you're uncomfortable, you grow.
Yes.
And you need to put yourself out there, because if you stay in the box, you'll never reach your full potential.
Mm-hmm.
So go and put yourself in... How do you go into a new relationship with dropping toxic habits that I've learned from my previous relationship? Oh. So your relationship before Brett, was that with
Jack?
Did you feel like you brought any toxic
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
And that transition between Jack and Brett was actually too quick, in my opinion.
Okay.
So I didn't have time to marinate by mm-hmm. myself. I grew up in a household where my dad was very, very, very aggressive
mm-hmm.
and argumentative.
Mm-hmm.
And I never was taught how to just have a calm conversation with someone and communicate. I had to learn all of those traits myself mm-hmm. by breaking myself down to build myself back up. Mm-hmm. So much therapy, so much healing,
yeah.
So much like really diving deep and being like, why does this trigger you?
Mm-hmm.
I would arguably say the person I was 3 years ago to the person I am now is like a whole different person.
Yeah, honestly. For sure.
It's a
for
whole
sure.
different person. I have no energy to argue anymore in my relationships,
mm-hmm.
but I did.
Did
my...
you argue with your in your previous relationship?
Yeah, we argued a lot, and then it got to a point where I was like, I had no energy anymore, and
it shouldn't be exhausting.
I was exhausted, and
it shouldn't be exhausting.
It was exhausting for him too.
Shouldn't be
for
that
both
way.
Of us.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just me, it was both of us.
Yeah.
But I think my toxic trait was reactiveness.
What star sign are you?
Libra.
What? You're a Libra. Yeah. That's really unlike Libras.
Yeah, we're very balanced. So that's how I
my dad's...
know I was up completely off check.
Yeah, that's so unlike. I thought you were me. I thought you were a Scorpio, because that's more like us.
My very... rising Scorpio.
Okay. So we're very like, and yeah. I'm having to learn
I'm
that
double
too.
Double Scorpio.
So you are a little bit...
So I'm Libra, Scorpio, Scorpio.
Okay, so...
I'm a Scorpio.
Yeah, you're a Scorpio, basically.
But
we're
I'm
very...
Fiery, yeah.
It's not... It's, as you said, it's so draining. I'm
but
also
I'm,
learning
I'm
that.
I'm learning to regulate it.
Me too. It's so, now, so hard.
No, but that's so good.
Yeah, it's good, but the journey's hard.
Does it make
hard.
You a bad person,
no.
babe? Like, you know what I mean?
No, I'm really learning that art good. At the moment.
So long as you're easy on yourself.
Yeah. But so Chrissy's answer to that is a lot of inner healing... Therapy, which we always say, I don't know why it's so taboo to talk about it and go to therapy. I feel like it should be like a medical checkup,
mm-hmm.
like so healthy for our mm-hmm. brain. I think there's such a theme here about people feeling like they're not whole when they're by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
I've never felt more whole in my life.
I love it.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was terrified to be alone, you guys. Like, I have been in relationships for 10 years of my life,
mm-hmm.
back to back to back.
Mm-hmm. It's intense,
back
man.
To back to back. So now, that's why when you're like, is there a person? I'm like, even if there was, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love being on my own right now, and I've never in my life felt more whole. So the idea of being alone is actually scarier than being alone. And I can promise you that, because I am the living proof,
mm-hmm.
and I can speak from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
There is such beauty in just being on your own,
mm-hmm.
presence,
mm-hmm.
learning yourself, and welcome in this new era of yourself, because you're meant to be scared. You don't know what she likes, her boundaries, what she doesn't like. You don't know how she's going to dress, mm-hmm. how she's going to smell. Mm-hmm. It's a whole new person, persona. That is so cool. Like, you're rebuilding yourself.
I love
Amazing.
It. I've had high standards my whole life. I'm 32 and I'm at a stage in my life where I feel like I just need to lower my expectations.
Ouch. Okay, so we live in a generation now where it's actually scientifically proven that women are becoming more financially independent. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. actually getting taller mm-hmm. as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that.
And men are becoming very fearful of rejection mm-hmm. as well. Also, not to mention the standards of certain men having on women because of porn or all these things. And also women's standards of men. So we're almost like colliding. Mm-hmm. And the reality is we're not asking ourselves what really matters to you. Mm-hmm. So for me, like, my three non-negotiables are intellectual stimulation. Can you intellectually stimulate my mind? Mm-hmm. To the point where me and you can have a conversation and I'm like drawn to you.
You're in, yeah.
I'm into you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, forget where I am. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two, intimacy. Like, am I not sexually attracted to you where you're like, you have to look like this you're, god?
Yeah.
But we're intimate.
Yeah.
You're holding my hand. Energy. The energy.
Yeah.
Like, we're intimate.
The little things.
You know? Like,
or if they just, you know, caress your back while yeah. you're standing some, it's, you know, the little
intimacy.
Things.
Intimacy.
Yeah.
Or like, you know... I like haven't, sorry, because I remembered a moment.
There's definitely a person in this woman's life who she's feeling.
No. But there's like, there was a moment when I went on a date and we were very early to the date. Like,
you turned up?
No, we were both, pick me up. We were very early on the date and the restaurant hadn't actually opened, but the bar had been open. Mm-hmm. And
so it wasn't a fancy restaurant.
It was sort of, no, it wasn't fancy. It was like chill.
It's nice.
Chill, but nice. And I was like, oh, it's like we're really early. And he was like, no problem. Let's grab a bottle of wine, sit by the bar and talk. Mm-hmm. We were 2 hours early. 2 hours early. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the time. He just mm-hmm. said, I'm picking you up at this time. Mm-hmm. And those 2 hours felt like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? And not because I drank the whole bottle of wine before anyone comes for me, because I only had one glass. But it was just like
really special to you.
You know when you
eye contact.
You know when you are in a room full of people and you see that one person.
Yeah.
And you're just like this invisible thread mm-hmm. just connecting you. Mm-hmm. That's the intimacy I want. Mm-hmm. Right? So that has nothing to do with the way you look. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Mm-hmm. And number three, proactiveness.
Yeah.
And I think those three things
is the recipe. For success.
Okay. What I'm saying is those three things have nothing to do with standards.
Yeah.
So it's not like girls nowadays get the ick because a guy has a Velcro wallet. Like, get a grip. Sorry. I'm sorry. If you get the ick over that, you got some reassessing to do.
Yeah.
So he could be the nicest guy ever and you're going to not see him just because of
I
that.
I couldn't agree with you more. Honestly, it really, really aggravates me in this day and age where so I get setting standards around like manners and
that's
who you are as a person.
Not being rude and that's
yeah, of
different.
Course. But I also feel sick to my stomach, even if I hear like girl chat and like grow up.
Babe, I see it with my friends.
And you tell them grow up?
I see it with my friends. My friends are like, if he wore those shoes, I would never go on a second date with him. And I sat my friend down recently. I love her so much. She's like the light of my life. And I went, stop. Mm. I was like, so you're not gonna, so was he nice? Mm. Was he respectful? Mm. Did he look after you? Mm. Was he sweet? Did he make you laugh? So we're not gonna go on a second date with him because you don't like his shoes.
Image.
How about you go buy him some new shoes then?
Image. And also, like, you can, I always kind of like feel this, for example, like, you know, if he has style and you're really into style but he ticks every other box, then like,
elevate him,
go shopping and
elevate,
be like
him,
because he would probably like love that. But the problem is, in this day and age, in this society, I personally feel it's image gang. Everything is image, and like, that's why so many people are losing the plot.
They
and
are.
So many people are not finding real, because it's like, you're so fixed. And this is my problem personally in this day and age with social media. I get a grip.
Yeah,
please because there's so much more to life. And when you go off your phone and you go in and you just look at life, like now when I'm out and about, I have this thing, I don't look at my phone.
Yeah,
because I'm like, and it's having a baby, I'll personally be like, I want to see the world through my son's eyes not through me being like, you know, and just get a freaking grip.
What is this ick thing? This ick thing is really like...
If you have the ick, you don't like them, period. Period,
but assess your icks, because like...
It's not that deep if he's got a Velcro wallet.
It's not deep. Like, I'm sorry, if a man takes me on a date and I've had the best date ever and I've been intimate and you hear Velcro wallet... I'm not going to not go on a second date with him. And I don't care if someone is like, ew, like, what are you talking about, man? Yeah. What kind of world are we living in where that's the problem now?
This is the problem with social media.
No, every relationship
I get in, I lose myself. No matter what I do, no matter what I try, every relationship I get in, even if it's a good relationship, I always lose myself. There's nothing really wrong. What do I do?
They get immersed in the other person. Do you know why? This is what I said to you. You need to meet someone who has their own life.
Is it what they call like that attachment trauma?
Dependency.
Like... Yeah, like you become so immersed that you forget your world. And for a successful relationship, it's like, this is X, this is Y. All of these things, we come together and like it contributes to one another, you know? So I think what we both say to that is like, the reason why you're getting lost is because you're literally... throwing yourself into him too much and you lose yourself.
You don't have your own life.
I don't know if you saw Jada and Will stuff, like there's a lot of like interviews going around with them, and Jada said in one of her things, she was like, the reason why we didn't work at the start is because I was in Will's world. She's like, I didn't have a clue who I was.
Passenger.
And Will was doing
and
all
what
the...
happened, babe, look at where they're at now.
Yeah,
and this is what I was saying about my previous relationship. He became a passenger in my life, where it became the Chrissy show, and that was not cool with me.
No,
like that's not okay. That doesn't make me feel good. Like I want you to have your own life, your own hobbies, your own passions, your own friends. And if you invite me into your life, incredible.
Yeah,
but you maintain that life, whether I'm in it or not. And that's the thing. I cannot encourage men and women listening to this, whoever you are, please have your own life, own passions, hobbies, everything. Because when you are so full of what you have for you, that person, number one, you have no expectations. And I think that's very important, because you have all these high standards and expectations. You're going to make them feel lesser. Right? And number two, they're just an addition. So they're the cherry on top.
My dad always says 2 + 2 = 5. So like they should always be the cherry on top, effectively.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where so many people like, I get it. It's very easy.
But who am I to give relationship advice? I failed all of them.
No.
Funny. Yeah. I'm like, do this, do that. But I'm single and I failed too.
But this is like, I've followed you for maybe, I don't know, 7-8 years, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And this is probably the happiest. I mean, it's the first time I've met Chrissy. I'm like, this is the happiest I've ever seen you.
No, but I am genuinely the happiest I've been.
Because you're so raw online, I feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
these
cute outfits and sexy photos you're posting. I'm like, wow, sis is really thriving.
I'm trying to get curved up.
And I've never seen this side of you before, even from someone who's just a follower, you know? So keep.
Okay, good. Good. You know, it's so funny. My story views have spiked up.
Is it all like sexy men coming for you?
No, this is not sexy. I've got 80% women.
I was going to say, you're definitely... 80%
women. I don't give that vibe.
Do you know what, though? Maybe people in similar situations are now following you as an example as to be like, if Chrissy can do it, I can do it.
So who is Chrissy, babe? Strip away the followers. Who the f*** am I? Like...
But you're a really great woman. That's who you are. Chrissy, if you could look back... at Chrissy 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you were in kind of like helicopter view, almost like watching your life at Chrissy struggling 3 years ago.
Yeah.
What would be your message to her if you could just whisper down into her life looking back?
Okay, two things. I would say to her, you've been okay once, you're going to be okay again. Don't sweat it. You're going to be good. And number two, I would say to her, please have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun. Go have fun. Go laugh. Not everything's so serious. Go have fun. Like one day, we're all going to die. It's inevitable for all of us.
And we never know when.
You never know when. I could walk down the street, bam. But at least, touch wood.
Sleeping ill.
Everyone wants their bonuses. Touch wood. But
have fun.
Just have fun. I want to, babe, like, I'm telling you now, I want to have good times. only good times. Mm-hmm. I want to have fun, good times. I want to laugh. I want someone to make me laugh. I want to make myself laugh. I want to make my friends laugh. That's it. Just have a good time.
I love that. And I also feel like I can really relate, because I feel like when I think about like me right now and like the stage of life I'm at and after the hardest year of my life, like no exaggeration, I just literally want to smile. Like, I don't care. I don't care, like, what's coming through the door work-wise. I don't care. As long as my son is happy and healthy.
Which he is.
No, thank God. And I can smile in the day. I'm like, it's like a breath of fresh air. Because sometimes, for me, for sure, I'm too in and take two things too seriously. And I'm too, like,
I get it,
in control. Mm-hmm. I want to let go.
Let it flow.
Yeah. That's what I'm. That's where
there's
I am in my life.
Certain things you can control. Certain things just let go.
Yeah, I'm like, in the let whatever. Go phase.
Good.
And that is going to bring us to an end, because I already feel like I've taken up a lot of Chrissy's time.
You haven't. It's been amazing.
I really like wanted to come here and talk to Chrissy about these things, because I know so many women watching this will be sat here, maybe with a glass of wine or a cup of tea, watching this podcast, feeling the same way. And I always think in my head, if like Chrissy can do it, we can all do it, and vice versa. If we can do it, then Chrissy can do it. And you're just being a true 100%. Example of like living your life for you unapologetically, and just focusing on happiness and what makes you thrive, having boundaries, the non-negotiables, and someone will partner you in life so seamlessly that it will feel amazing. And we are so excited to watch your journey, honestly.
I'm not sharing my man
I'm
just gonna have a bump one day and everyone's gonna be like,
and a ring. We're all gonna be like,
I'm gonna do a double announcement, the bump and the ring on the bump, and everyone's gonna be like, and I'm gonna be like, so
got ya, and we're gonna love it.
They're gonna love it,
and we're here for you. We like, honestly, thank you, babe. Know I don't need to tell you this, but so, and I was really shocked. Like, so many people from, I was shocked from my perspective. Like, so many people from different places of the world wrote to me.
Yeah,
I'm like, this girl's got, you're worldwide, babe, and it's amazing.
And this is worldwide,
and I'm so proud of you. It's sick to see someone like you win. And yes, so thanks for having me.
Thank you, I've enjoyed it so much. Okay. I've overshared again.
No, your mom's gonna be like, or whoever was in your family's gonna be like,
everyone is like, see? Even Meg's, she's like, well, I have to rewatch this whole video and cut so much out, but we won't.
Whatever honestly makes you feel comfortable.
Nothing.
Thank you guys for watching. Please like, share, comment, subscribe, whatever you can do to support the cause, and we will be back next week for another episode. Bye.